आत्मानं अन्तर्हृदि सन्तम् आत्मनाम् चक्षुर्यद्वाकृतयः सतः परम् Yam, hum, vai, indeed, na, not, gobih, by the senses, manasa, by the mind, asubihi, by the life breath, va, or, hrida, by thoughts, gira, by words, va, or, Asubritaha, the living entities, vichakshate, see or know, atmanam, the super soul, antahridi, within the core of the heart, santam, existing, atmanam, of the living entities, chakshu, the eyes, yadha, just like, eva, indeed, akritayaha, different parts of the different parts or limbs of the body, tataha, than them, param, higher. Translation. As the different limbs of the body cannot see the eyes, the living entities cannot see the Supreme Lord, who is situated the super soul in everyone's heart. Not by the senses, by the mind, by the life air, by thoughts within the heart, or by the vibration of the words, can the living entities ascertain the real situation of the Supreme Lord. purport by His divine grace, His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Although the different parts of the body do not have the power to see the eyes direct the movements of the body's different parts. The legs move forward because the eyes see what is in front of them. And the hand touches because the eyes see touchable entities. Similarly, every living being acts according to the direction of the Supersoul, who is situated within the heart. As the Lord Himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matasmitim jnanam apohanam cha. I'm sitting in everyone's heart and giving directions for remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita is stated, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesi arjuna tishthati. Bhagavad Gita 18, chapter 60, verse 61 verse. The Supreme Lord, as the Super Soul, is situated within the heart. The living entity cannot do anything without the sanction of the Super Soul. The Super Soul is acting at every moment, but the living entity cannot understand the form and activities of the Super Soul by manipulating his senses. The example of the eyes and the bodily limbs is very appropriate. If the limbs could see, they could walk forward without the help of the eyes, but that is impossible. Although one cannot see the Super Soul in one's heart through sensual activities, his direction is necessary. End of the purport. Yam vaina gobhir manasa subirva hrida gira vasu brito vichakshate atmanam antar hridi santam atmanam chakshur yathaiva kritayastatah param. As the different limbs of the body cannot see the eyes, the living entities cannot see the Supreme Lord, who is situated as the Super Soul in everyone's heart. Not by the senses, by the mind, by the life air, by thoughts within the heart, or by the vibration of the words, can the living entities ascertain the real situation of the Supreme Lord. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Mitam Yenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shigurum Dinataranam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sandhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki Jai. Thank you for coming here. Hare Krishna. This is my first class on Sunday. It's very hard to replace Maharaj, Bhaktivedya Purnaswami Maharaj. I will speak to the best of my ability about this verse, which is spoken by Yamaraj. Yamaraj instructs his messengers because they came back and their attempt to arrest Ajamil was futile. So Yamaraj is explaining the philosophy, and this is one of the verses which is spoken by their master. Yamaraj is one of the Mahajans, 12 Mahajans, so his instructions are very, very important. And in order to set up a little the mood, I will read few things. This is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sri Kalyana Kalpataru, third branch, overflowing spiritual emotions, Prarthana Lala Samai, prayers for eager longings. Please give your mercy to me now, O revered pure devotee, Vaishnava Thakur. Then only my false ego will go far away from constant worship in full knowledge of my real eternal position. If I think I am a Vaishnava, then I shall look forward to receive respect from others. And if desire for fame and reputation pollute my heart, then certainly I shall descend towards life in hell. Renouncing the false conception that I am Guru, I will understand myself to be your humble servant. I will sincerely worship the remnants of your food, O pure devotee, as well as the water that has washed the sacred dust of your lotus feet. By giving others the remnants of my food, I shall consider myself superior and will be burdened with the weight of false pride. Therefore, always remaining your surrendered disciple, I shall not accept worship from anyone else. If you will bestow upon me the right to chant the holy name, I will give all honor to others without expecting any for myself. Thus I will sincerely weep in the ecstasy while rolling on the ground at your lotus feet. And two more. This is the text from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur on purity. Pure items are rare. They are not easily attainable. There is less demand for them. People tend not to respect them. Pure devotees are rare. Therefore, there is no appreciation, demand, or respect for those who do not misguide people, but are busy trying to attract them toward the Lord by introducing them to Sankirtan and Harikatha. At present, it's fashionable to be cheated by those who, in the name of religion, misguide people. Real devotees do not speak to please their audiences. They do not cheat people. Rather, pure devotees expose the defects of cheaters who love to compromise. Only those who are fortunate learn to be cautious after hearing the saints' words. Although the words of real devotees may appear to contradict our present taste and experience, they are nevertheless most auspicious for us. Demand for pure things is less, and demand for the impure is high. Wine is sold at every street corner, whereas cow milk is sold only in selected places. Impurity is in abundance, but purity is rare. And another one. This is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explaining the beauty, importance of Harinam Sankirtan, Yagya. To make us wholly devoted to Krishna's name, Sri Gaurangadev, the combined form of Sri Radha Govinda, came to this world. But if we disregard his teachings and show no interest in Sri Nama Seva, we will never attain auspiciousness. Sri Nam Sankirtan is the best sadhana. If other sadhanas help us in Krishna's Sankirtan, then they deserve to be called sadhana. Otherwise, they are simply impediments to sadhana. Sri Krishna Nam Sankirtan is the emperor of sadhanas. It is the only infallible sadhana capable for bringing us to Siddhi. Siddhi means perfection. You want perfection? Perform Harinam Sankirtan. Sriman Mahaprabhu did not speak of teaching Archan, but in Shikshashtaka he talked Namabhajan. Although in Kali Yuga other limbs of bhakti should be performed, they should be accompanied by bhakti denoted by kirtan. So if you want perfection of some activity, that activity should be accompanied by kirtan, by loudly chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So why I was citing this text, first of all, about that we are not Vaishnavas. If I think I'm Vaishnava, I will look forward to receive respects from others. We are just aspiring Vaishnavas. At least I can speak for myself. And the second text was about purity. Purity is very rare. Pure devotees are very rare. Because if you are a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee, everyone can accept this. Whatever comes from the pure devotee mouth is the Shabda Brahman. Why? Because he's chanting Shuddhanam. So when we are on the platform of Namaparat or Namabhas, then we cannot produce Shabda Brahman words. Every word which is coming from the mouth of Srila Prabhupada is perfect. Whatever he was speaking about, everyone can experience. And never can, even if you sleep and someone puts Srila Prabhupada Japa or Srila Prabhupada Kirtan or Srila Prabhupada lecture, it will never disturb you because in his heart there is no envy. Titikshava Karunika Sukhridam Sarvadahinam Ajata Shatrava Shanta Sadava Sadubushana. Such a Vaishnava have only desire to give Krishna and only to satisfy Guru and Krishna. So my purpose of coming here to Sridhar Mayapur was to start 24-hour kirtan here. But I need to tell you that after 1 year, I decided to come back to Sri Vrindavan Dham. There are devotees here who will continue this program, and you should help them. You should try to encourage them. You should participate in this program of 24 Kirtan, because this is the way how the Mayapur project, Sri Mayapur Dham, all the devotees who are here can get immense benefit. This is the program which you can see in Shishi Krishna Balaram Mandir, how nicely it's working, how many people coming to the temple, how many people are taking direct participation in that kirtan, how many people are dancing, clapping their hands and express their happiness to be with Krishna in the form of holy name. So the same thing can be here, but we need your support. Sri Krishna, when he was showing the beauty of Vrindavan to Lord Balaram, he said, Pranair Artha Diyavacha. Some devotees can be there directly, they can perform Harinam Sankirtan. Many of you have Grihastha responsibilities, you cannot be there, you have need to take care of your children, which is also very important. But we should understand what's Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma is Harinam Sankirtan for the next 427,000 years. And if Mayapur Dham doesn't show the first class example, on the website mayapur.com is Kirtan capital of the world. So we should, something must be behind that statement. You have Bhajan Kuti, that's okay, but how many devotees are participating? There's a Kirtan, but it's not Sankirtan. Sankirtan means big group of devotees together chanting Hare Krishna to the top of the lungs. Because this is the most tangible process by which you can get Krishna Prem. Golo Kera Premadana Hari Nama Sankirtana. So if you believe the words of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, we should do it. So Pranay Artha Diyavacha. Artha, someone can support. We need support, financial support. You can, if the department is to make money, this is Apa Sampradaya. But if you need money to support department, this is Sampradaya. Very simple definition. If you're doing something to make money, doing some devotional activity to collect money, that's Apa Sampradaya. And if you need money, financial support, you know, we need to have, you know, we have some expenses. We stay in the Brahmacharya, but still we need to support. So if you collecting money to support the department, that's the proper way of dealing with the Lakshmi. So I will read more because Ayanda Prabhu used to read a lot. Why? Because I'm not pure devotee. And pure devotees are rare. This is just to encourage you. This is the Srila Prabhupada's lecture, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 7th chapter, 23rd verse, Sri Vrindavan Dham, 20 September 1976. So, bhakti si priyosi me sakha cheti. So, we have to become. we have to establish some relation with Krishna as a servant, as a friend, as a son, as a father, mother, or like the gopis, Madhurya Ras, friend. That is also conjugal love. Krishna is ready to associate with you in any way you like. So, I don't know which way you like Krishna. I like Krishna in a particular way. This is my unique way of loving Krishna. Just like you have plate of different items on the plate and owing what you like the most from the sweet preparations, please tell me. I like burfi. And you? Sweet rice is nice also. Rabri is nice. But I don't know what you like the most. Sweet rice, okay? David, what you like the most? Sandesh, yeah. So, sweets, this is one category, but we can like different taste in the sweet area. So the same way, every one of us have particular taste with Krishna. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to the purports, to the Mana Shiksha, which is written by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he describes how you can develop that rasa. When you read Krishna, about Krishna, about Krishna's pastimes, about Krishna's activities, then something attracts you the most. Someone may love Mother Yashoda's love for Krishna. How much she can sacrifice, cook everything, anything, always in anxiety about him. This can attract your attention. Someone may like Subal's love for Krishna. He is Priya Narmasaka, a most beloved friend of Krishna, who can do anything and everything to satisfy Krishna. Krishna is ready to associate with you in any way you like. Somebody likes Sri Krishna as a friend, somebody likes Krishna as a husband, somebody likes Krishna as a paramour. So Krishna is ready. Somebody likes Krishna as a son, so anyway, Krishna is ready. We have got these five relations in this material world. There's no other relation. And there are other relationships also. Krishna is ready to accept. If you want Krishna as the enemy, yes, Krishna is ready. He will kill you. But it is also good for you. If you want to fight with Krishna, yes, Krishna is ready. Everything. Akila Rasamrita Sindhu. He can associate with you in any rasa humor you like. Krishna is ready. Ready means that he is natural. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, so the part and the parcel must remain with Krishna. And what is the best way to remain with Krishna? What is the best way to surrender to Krishna? To surrender to His holy name. So what is your relationship with holy name? This is your relationship with Krishna. Because Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga, Krishna is coming in His holy name. And Kali Kale Radharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartana. In Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga Dharma is what? Harinam Sankirtan. And as I said before, Shimaya Purdam should give the first class, not only Kamalakanta Prabhu with Gita Nagari and other devotees doing this Harinam Sankirtan, not only Bhajan Kuti, it should be in the temple, everywhere. Wherever devotees are going, they should hear holy name. And there is Adilila, I forgot the verse, where Srila Prabhupada exactly speaks about 24 Kirtan. So, I'm almost done, only a few quotations. So when I started to advertise on Facebook this project, 24 Kirtan Mayapur, why we should be worse than Krishna Bharamandir? We should be better than Krishna Bharamandir. This is the transcendental spiritual competition, you know, like you have gopis, you have Vipaksha gopis, those gopis who are a rival to Shrimati Radharani, you have Supeksha gopis, those who are supporting Radharani, and you have those gopis who are neutral. They can go to the Vipaksha gopis, those who are against Radharani's camp, or they can go to Radharani's camp. So there is always competition between different groups of the gopis to satisfy Krishna. So why we should be worse than Krishna, Balaram Mandir? We should be better. They should be huge. Not only few devotees on the shift. 20. Prabhupada wanted 500 men. 500 men. This is Harishabri Prabhu said. You can go on the 24hourkintermayapur.com and see the video there, which was produced by one devotee who came here all the way from San Diego. And we interview Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, Harishauri Prabhu, Yashomati Mataji, Devaki Mataji. I'm also there on that video. And you can watch this and be inspired to support this program. So this is the words of this devotee who hear that this will be the future for Mayapur. Yeah, I can only repeat that it's wonderful that you are doing this. I really believe that this is going to drastically change the ethos of ISKCON Mayapur. And its effects will spread throughout the world of ISKCON. It's precisely what ISKCON Mayapur desperately needs. A totally pure, social, spiritualized social center or hub around which the entire community can gravitate and plug into to get pure inspiration. Up to now, and without making over generalization, it is fair to say that the local devotee possesses the monopoly of the kirtan in Mayapur. This is in many cases alienates the rest of the devotee population, not just Westerners, but also non-Bengali Indian devotee. Therefore, your project will create a sacred space with which the entire international community of ISKCON will easily identify. It's great. So it's in your hands, actually, because you live here. Devotees are coming, going, but you live here, so you can dedicate some of your time to do it. Now we are 5. So Owen wants to come, we will be 6. Then maybe Nishangatirtha wants to join, it will be 7. Bhakta Mayak is coming from UK. This is 8. We need at least 12 devotees to create 24-hour kirtan. Then it's 3 devotees on every shift. Srila Prabhupada in Shivrindavan Dham wanted 16 devotees, which is 4 devotees on each shift. But it's not only 4 devotees. More devotees, better kirtan. So that's the request to all of you. I'm not Ayendra Prabhu. I can just humbly clasp his feet and beg for some inspiration in my spiritual life. But all together we can do something. So the verse is about that we cannot see Krishna. We cannot see Lord Chaitanya, but we can see us very easily. What is our motivation? Doesn't matter which service we are doing, but what motivation you have. What motivation you have in your heart to satisfy your Guru Maharaj, to satisfy Krishna. That can be very easily seen by Krishna in the heart. So that's the whole purpose of my lecture. To inspire you to do more and more and more Harinam Sankirtan. And Ayendra Prabhu said that if you want to have tangible progress in your spiritual life, do as much as possible Harinam Sankirtan. And develop this relationship with Krishna, this unique relationship with Krishna, just like someone can have a female body but is inspired by Sakyaras. You can see many devotees, female devotees, standing before Krishna Balaram in Shivrindavan Dham because they feel they have this relationship. And you can have many male devotees who wants to have conjugal relationship with Krishna. And they're standing before the Shyama Sundar altar in Shivrindavan Dham. So there is no harm. I wanted to read something more. We have some time still? We have some time. So I have a question. Who is qualified to read about confidential pastimes? Who is qualified? Anyone and everyone, or some particular persons are qualified? Who is qualified? Those confidential pastimes, I'm talking about Rasa Panchadhyaya. Rasa Panchadhyaya is 29th chapter all the way to 33rd chapter of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Who is qualified? Yes? Okay, someone else? Someone else wants to say something? Because I want to read something, and I will end up with this. Someone who is ready from lusty desires, he can read that. Yes, okay. Anyone else? Okay, I will read something to you. This is 10th canto, 29th chapter, 12th verse. This is first chapter of the Rasa Panchadhyaya, and this is the Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur commentary to that verse. So I need to find it. I didn't prepare it properly. Please forgive me. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay. 10:29:12. Shri Parikshit uvacha, Krishna viduh param kantam natu brahmataya mune guna pravaha pravaho paramas tasam guna diyam katham. We should remember there is Shukadev Goswami, there is Maharaj Parikshit, and many, many, many different personalities there in the assembly. And Shukadev Goswami speaks this Rasa Panchadhyaya to all of them, not only to Maharaj Parikshit. So this is the verse. Shri Parikshit Maharaj said, O sage, the gopis knew Krishna only as their lover, not as the Supreme Absolute Truth. So how could these girls, their minds caught up in the ways of the modes of nature, free themselves from material attachment? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Talk, Parikshit Maharaj understood the meaning of Shukadev Goswami words. He noticed the expressions of the faces of the of some of the more materialistic persons present there and realized the doubt lurking in their hearts. To remove their doubts, he asked this question, O sage, O knower of everything, although Krishna is the Supreme Personality, Param, the gopis knew Krishna only as their lover, Kantam. How did the gopis become free from the moths of nature by thinking, let us enjoy with Krishna? Shukadev Goswami answered, the Shastras explain that only knowledge of the Super Soul can award liberation. One can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Supreme Lord, and there is no other way to achieve this perfection. Also, the individual soul can only realize the Supreme Soul when he recognizes his transcendental position. And I want to recite another one. This is 10th canto, 33rd chapter, 26-27 verse. So again, I will repeat, maybe just this is only one sentence. Talk, Parikshit Maharaj understood the meaning of Shukadev Goswami words. He noticed the expressions of the faces of some of the more materialistic persons present there and realize the doubt lurking in their hearts. Someone may ask why I'm bringing this up. Why? Because we should read this. We should read this with the proper frame of mind that Krishna is supreme enjoyer, Krishna is supreme proprietor, Krishna is supreme provider. And we should read this from the proper sources, from Srila Prabhupada, from the Acharyas, not from some Mayavadi who are preaching like anything, doing this Bhagavad Saptaha, and this just disturbing and distracting devotees from. So we should read it from the proper frame of mind, from the proper sources. Then all the last, because the last verse from the Rasa Panchadhyaya is said, those who are reading this with the full faith and devotion, all the lust will be removed from their hearts. So I will read this, the last. Okay, I'm very near, by the mercy of okay. Shri Parikshit uvacha, samsthapanaya dharmasya prashama yetarasya cha avatirno hi bhagavan amshena jagat ishvaraha sakatkam dharmasetunam vakta karthabhi rakshita pratipam acharat brahman para darabhimarshanam. Parikshit Maharaj said, O Brahmana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord of the Universe, has descended to this earth along with its plenary portion to destroy irreligion and re-establish religious principles. Indeed, he is the original speaker, follower, and guardian of moral laws. How then could he have violated them by touching other men's wives? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Maharaj Parikshit detected many karmis and gyanis in that assembly, who were harboring doubts about Krishna's activities because their own hearts were contaminated with mundane desires. So this was my desire to present it so we can have more being good. Of course, we need to read Prabhupada's books in a proper way, small books, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita, all the books. Then you gradually start from the first canto, second canto. You'd be done jumping around. But we should go to the 10th canto. Because the setup is like that. We're going to the 13th chapter. When the 13th chapter of the 10th canto is over, we're going to the first canto. I don't know if it's healthy or not. Yeah. This happened in Krishna Gaura Mandir. They went all the way to Mathura Lila when Krishna was ready to kill Kamsa. And then we should read whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada wanted that we should read whole Bhagavatam. And then again from the first canto, and then again we're going gradually through the different limbs of transcendental Krishna's body and go all the way to the face of Krishna. And especially this Rasa Panchadhyaya should be understood properly from the pure devotees like Prabhupada. Therefore, we have Krishna book. We have description of Prabhupada of those pastimes in a proper way. And we have Srimad Bhagavatam, we have Krishna book, we have commentaries of the Acharyas. Sanatan Goswami also gave commentaries to the 10th canto. So we have Vishwanath Chakravarti's Krishna book, we have Sanatan Goswami Krishna book. And in this way, we can properly, very deeply go into Krishna pastimes. So in this way, we can, when we're doing Harinam Sankirtan, we can go deeply into it. We're not doing this externally, mechanically. We can go deeply. Like we have Ashtaka Lila of Krishna, yes? There is Ashtaka Lila of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And it's Ashtaka Lila of Shri Krishna. So means Ashta means eight, Kala means time, Lila, pastime, so means eightfold pastimes of Krishna, which he's doing every day. From 10 p.m. to 5:36 a.m. they have party, Rasa Lila. Then 5:36 they need to go to, Radharani goes to Yavat, Krishna goes to Nandagram. Then there is a breakfast, then after breakfast, the remnants are going to Radharani. She's enjoying the remnants from Krishna. She cannot be there, but she's cooking for Krishna in Nandagram. This is whole story. So we should meditate like this. One Maharaj said that advanced devotee, he is thinking about what Krishna is doing now, and not so advanced, he is doing what time is prasadam. So we should go upward with our understanding. Not only when it's prasadam, this is also important, especially when it's Dvadashi. Today is Dvadashi. And we should break our parana time, break time. So, but also we should go deeply understanding Krishna's life. So that's all what I want to say. And maybe there are some questions, some comments from your side. Yes, David. Hare Krishna. What's my feeling about bringing the holy name to those persons who never had contact with Krishna consciousness? This is the proper translation of that question. We need to be careful. I can give you example from here. German tourists came here. They came by boat from Kolkata, and they came to the temple. One Mataji asked me if I can speak in English to them, because there was one guide who can translate from English to German. And I start to speak to them, and I was speaking about holy name, what we are doing, this and that. And then I went a little too far. I start to speak about God. So when you start to speak about God, then when I started to speak about God to these people, they just dispersed, you know. Only a few people left. So you can tell them this is, you know, nice transcendental sound vibration, uplifts your, you know, chakras, whatever. You need to know with whom you're speaking. Because the whole purpose is to inspire them to pick up the chanting. So we need to be careful a little. To Indian people or Bengali people, you don't have to speak like that. You know, you just Donohatu pakarke, you know, to raise your hands and chant Hare Krishna. And very directly you can, yeah. And you can very directly preach the, you know, immediately they will chant. Immediately. Because they pure, they are simple, simple hearted. If someone is not so simple in the heart, then you need to find a way how to penetrate this mentality and go directly with the Hare Krishna Mahamata. And they need to know what is the benefit. Just like I was the ashram teacher here when Maharaj was still next to Goshala. This was 16 years ago, 99. Yeah, almost 16 years ago. I was ashram teacher there. So when I was doing that, then there was a difference between Western boy and local boy from Bengal or from India. Local boys, you know, they were very polite, very, and when I said something, they were following it. But there was no reasoning. It's not so much, very, very little. But Western boy, you need to give a reason why it must be like that, why it should be like that. Then they will follow. Yeah, is answering your question? We need to use our intelligence to inspire If someone is more young, more like, then it's because it's fun for him or for her to chant Hare Krishna. So it's not so. But when they are without association of devotees, they may lose that taste. So before they go, you need to go maybe a little deeper so they can hold to chanting when they going back to their homes or leaving your association. Anything else? Yes, Mataji. Could you give the mic, Prabhu, Mataji?
Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for your lecture.
Thank you.
As far as I can see, I don't think it will be so difficult to establish 24-hour kirtan here in Mayapur. I mean, you can do it in 1 month. I don't think it's too difficult. But like, we could ask here today, who in this room would like to participate? And just raise your hands. I mean, I would like to participate. I don't know, how many here would like to participate in 24-hour kirtan?
So Mataji is raising, who wants to be, who wants to be directly in which way? Indirectly? Indirectly?
Yes, you know, you make
because many devotees, you see, what is my, sorry to interrupt you, many devotees have, you know, good feeling about that, you know, but they cannot participate somehow. Very rarely, because I understand from their position, they doing this ashram, which is very time consuming. Like my friend have 4 children.
I don't agree. I'm sorry. I don't agree.
You don't agree. Okay.
No, I have 4 children, and I was chanting my 16 rounds. I was doing my sadhana.
Okay.
I was doing my household works, taking care of the congregation, and also taking care of my house and work. So I mean, if there is a will, there is a way.
Okay.
So if the shifts are like only 3 hours, let's say we have like 4,000 or 2,000 devotees here, and if the shifts are 3 hours each. So once a month, everyone could come.
And if once a month only?
I mean, then we had the 24-hour kirtans.
We're doing 6 hours a day. No, of course, I don't expect, yes.
No, but that's our reality, no? So then you could have the 24-hour kirtan, and then you can...
No, I don't want to... I just wanted to say that I'm quitting for now, for some time. I need to, because I spent 6 years in Srivrindavan Dham, and I lost my heart there. I need to find my heart there. Yeah, and I was going through some mental madness in my mind. It was like so much. 1 month I was so attached, and 1 moment I was hopeless, and it was like going on, like flipping. My mind was flipping back on and off, on and off. When I said to my mind, okay, we're going to Vrindavan, I was became peaceful. I'm telling you, it maybe like was like 1 week or 10 days ago. So anyway, there are devotees here who will continue. I just need your support. Prana artha diyavacha. Prana, life, you can be directly. Artha, you can support financially or somehow. Diya, you can give intelligence how to establish, how to maintain it, how to support in different way. Vacha. Vacha means you can glorify those devotees, somehow support, pray for them before the deity so they can be here. Summer is very tough, yes? In Bhajan Kutir. In Bhajan Kutir. This is our... What? Yeah, but we are additional group. There is a group there of those devotees who are there. We are additional group, so we can do it. We can show to the devotees, management, and whoever, that we can make a circle of the devotees who are doing this 24 hours. Okay, Mataji, thank you for your support. Anyway, Gopal Prabhu, he is shifting from Vrindavan to Mayapur. I'm shifting from Mayapur to Vrindavan, and he can give... He is very fired up, and he will give support. He needs to educate his child, his daughter, and he will stay here for long. And I hope he can give very great support to this 24 kirtan. Question online. Kindly quote the references you spoke. First one is 10:29:12. Which was the second one? Second one was 10, canto 33rd chapter 26-27 verse. This is the second reference. Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrīmad Bhagavatam ki jai, Śrī Mayapur Dham ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Hare Krishna.